Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Victoria, are you there?
Michael Kay.
How are you, hon? Where did you go? Were you peeing in the bathroom?
No, I thought you said you were going to play Sunshine, a song for us to start the show off with. And
well,
all
I wanted you to
tonight.
Come on and then go ahead and we'll play the song before Justin gets here. But good evening, Victoria. How are you?
Well, we're off to a rocky start, but it is, in fact, a very, very good evening. I want to say hi and thank everyone who took the time to join us tonight on At Home with Victoria. Hey, listen, I was looking at our numbers, and I am so happy that we continue to grow, and I wanted to let everyone know that we are over, I think it's like 375,000 people who follow At Home with Victoria and who listen to us. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to all of our new fans and listeners of the show. I think that's pretty awesome.
I think it is, too, and I think they have absolutely incredible taste.
Yes, I think so, too. And, you know, I am fresh back from my vacation, my anniversary vacation, I should say, from the Bahamas. We went to Nassau as well as Freeport. Very, very nice place to visit. In fact, I had no idea where I was going until we got there. So the doctor told me to get my passport, and he told me what to pack, and he said, you'll find out when we get there. So I've been away for a week, but I am back now and just wanted to tell everybody to check out my fan page and my Facebook page if you want to see the beautiful pictures that I took of my anniversary vacation.
Yeah, and you swam with some dolphins. I saw you there. Very, very jealous was I.
Yes, that was very cool. I didn't know that I was going to do that. I just thought we were going to just sort of see a dolphin show, but we had the opportunity at the Atlantis Resort in Nassau, Bahamas, to actually swim with dolphins and sort of get an education about the bottlenose dolphins. And Victor and I got to take some pictures, and they're just so, you know, intelligent animals and, of course, well-trained. And I love that, you know, that they have a large lagoon that these dolphins stay in. And what's interesting is that, let's say, for example, the dolphins that day decide that they don't want to come up there and sort of do this work, then they just don't come. So there really is no guarantee that they're going to come and let people sort of touch them and do tricks and things. So I thought that was actually, you know, pretty neat and interesting that there was sort of no stress that was placed on these animals to perform.
Yeah, well, that's very, very good. And speaking of no stress, our next guest tonight is Justin Verengia. And Vic, this guy is practicing the law of attraction to the tune of a six-figure income per year. So I'm really, really curious to learn exactly what he's doing as a daily mantra to go ahead and actually continue this. So we're going to go ahead and come to him right after this. This is Bobby Blue with Sunshine. I thought because it was so cold, we would have some sunshine in honor of you know, the bloody cold weather. But anyways, this is Bobby Blue with Sunshine. When we get back, Justin Verengia.
You
That was Bobby Blue with Sunshine, and hopefully he's going to spread a little sunshine here on At Home with Victoria tonight. Our guest, Justin Hippie Jedi. Justin, thank you so much for joining us tonight on the show.
It's my pleasure, Victoria. Victoria, thanks for having me out tonight.
Well, listen, sort of give us, Michael and I and also our listeners, the sort of a quick 411 about you. I got a chance myself to watch a little bit of your video about taking your wife out to dinner, and she picked something in the menu that you looked in your wallet. You didn't have the amount of money to pay for it, and that kind of started something for you. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take you back when I first discovered the law of attraction. It was 2007. And I just got done with a real estate appraisal company. I decided I no longer wanted to pursue that due to what was happening with the economy and a lot of the negativity that was going on. And I said, I'm just going to do a home-based business. And I joined a home-based business, and I started building things the traditional route. And then I came across the law of attraction in the midst of really going through a lot of struggle in my life. I was about a $500,000 in debt because I was successful my first year owning my real estate appraisal company, just not because I was specially educated or had really special knowledge. It's just because I was at the right place at the right time. But nonetheless, my uncle hands me a DVD. The name of the DVD is The Secret, right? And many of you have read the book or watched the movie, pretty much everyone listening right now. And once I watched that, about halfway through, I just unconditionally started to cry. And later, now, I realize part of that reason is because I finally found a piece of the truth that I needed to understand in order to really be a master of self and to really a master manifester, as I like to call it, to be able to, you know, use your imagination to identify what it is that you want and then to create it, to set the goal and to create it. And when you achieve the goal, it's not just the money at the end of the rainbow or the pot of gold. It's the person in which you become on the way to achieving it, right? Because you have to grow to figure out how to basically use the law of attraction or the universe or just your own power and passion and spirit and vibration to really create the reality you want. So, yeah, fast forward a little later, I was living in Costa Rica. We had a studio apartment for about $400 a month, and we were struggling to even afford to pay the rent. And I remember taking my wife out to eat on her birthday and, you know, looking at the menu, and, you know, in Costa Rica they use a currency called colones, and I'm like, crap, I'm like, you know, I don't even have the money to afford what my wife really wants to eat. And I went to sleep that night, and I was just at like an all-time low, and that's when it really snapped, and I just really made a decision that I am going to just figure this stuff out, and that's when the journey all began.
Wow. Absolutely. That's amazing. Michael?
Yeah. How did you pay for the check? I'm curious.
Well, she told me what she wanted, and I counted the money that I had, and I told her, can you choose something on this side, right? So I did have some money. I just didn't have enough, right? So we were still able, fortunately, to pay because I would never eat and then, you know, go do dishes after.
Absolutely. No, I know the Law of Attraction. The Secret I found was a fantastic book, and the Law of Attraction is certainly something that is necessary just to get you through in daily life. What sort of practice do you use when you're trying to manifest through the Law of Attraction? Are you dreaming things? Are you emotionalizing things? What are you doing?
That's an excellent question, and this weekend I'm going to be speaking in Orlando for 3 days and teaching this stuff, so I'll try to, you know, jam-pack it as compact as I can to deliver as much value to help you guys and gals listening to really understand what it took. And for me, just so you can know a bit about my background, I've always had a passion for meditation and metaphysical stuff since I joined Kung Fu as a kid, and then I started practicing Tai Chi and Qigong, the art of cultivating vital energy. So I became fascinated with energy growing up, and I still am. And some of my hobbies today is, you know, still meditation and qigong, and to basically get into these altered states of consciousness, or as I like to call, higher consciousness. But the truth is, people don't need to go that deep in order to manifest miracles in their life. It's actually quite simple. Something that I like to do is put myself in a trance, meaning it's basically another name for meditation, but I like to be aware of my breath. And maybe I'll use the number 11 because it really resonates with who I am, and I'll maybe do 11 really slow, deep breaths, just connecting with awareness of my breath. And then after I do that, I do 11 more breaths. And then I relax the entire body, right? So if I'm sitting in a chair right now and I'm just, like, totally relaxed and I'm just starting from the top of my head, my eyes, and working my way down to the toes, and I'm just creating awareness in those areas. And by focusing the mind in these areas, it's like you're unlocking these meridians, these energy channels, and you could also awaken your chakras. So I like to do that to cleanse the body, fully relaxed. Then once I'm connected with my breath, right, and one with my breathing, and then I'm fully relaxed, that's when I'll use my imagination to create an emotion and to really eternalize that emotion to the universe. So a lot of times, back when I was still poor, I was visualizing as if I was speaking on stage in front of thousands of people. Back when I was poor, I was still visualizing and expressing an energy to the universe of wealth. And that's a big aspect of transformation, being able to see it, and not just see it, but to feel it, and to use your five senses to really create that vibration and manifestation. And I feel that, my friends, is like half the battle. And I'll tell you what the other half is. But for me, this is how, you know, before I go on stage and speak tomorrow and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to do some basic Qigong exercise, which is basically just doing some breathing techniques similar to what I shared with you, and that just puts me in the zone, right? And I start to think of a place where I feel very powerful, a place where I feel really inspirational, and then I just put myself there. And for me, I use a visualization technique, and everybody is different and everybody has their own way. But I like to visualize a vortex of purple or indigo energy spinning like a wheel, right? And when I see this, I become it, I step into it, and it's like I instantly download my power, and then I just become this different person. And I feel everyone can do that, but you need to find passion in your life. The law of attraction is not going to work if you're not charging the positive emotion behind it, because that's how the universe connects to the unconscious mind, which is this infinite resource. It's like you have this galaxy inside of you, and you can tap into that, right? And then you have infinite resources. You have all the knowledge. You have everything right at your disposal, and that's how I like to really clear my mindset.
Wow, Vic.
Yeah, I was sitting here thinking because I looked at your Facebook page earlier. And for those of you that are just joining the conversation, we're talking to Justin, Hippie Jedi, and he's talking about the law of attraction and how that worked in his life. And he went from $450 to making thousands of dollars for himself as well as his family. And I know you talked about but I read something on your Facebook page about necessarily that you don't believe in sort of traditional medicine, and I was thinking about that because my guy happens to be a doctor in urgent care emergency medicine and a surgeon, and he happens to be Chinese. So a lot of the things that we actually do in our family and in our own home really has nothing to do with traditional medicine, like we drink a lot of tea and herbs and different spices and stuff. So I wanted to get your thought on that and how you feel about that.
Yeah, I love holistic health because I'm so much into the body. I like to treat the body like thy temple, right, and really respect it. And so for me, I would never go to a hospital unless, God forbid, something bad happened to me that I had to go to the hospital. But if something is wrong with me, I would see someone who practices traditional Chinese medicine and go that route, or I would do maybe some sorts of healing techniques with a Reiki master or something like that, because I don't like hospitals. I don't like I just don't like drugs, period. And unfortunately, I feel the drug problem in the country is like the medical drug problem. And I saw family members die because of drugs that doctors prescribed to them. I've seen celebrities, like Michael Jackson, if he wasn't, something else happened to him. So it really, I feel that God is smart enough, when he created us, to give us everything we need to heal ourselves. And I feel traditional Chinese medicine and some traditional methods are more advanced thousands of years than the current model is. But then again, the current model has its advantages and, breakthroughs as well. But here's something that we personally did in our family that we decided. My wife, she recently got pregnant, and I said,
congratulations.
And she agreed. She's like,
congrats, yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. We got a baby Jedi in the oven. And we said we're not going to a hospital, because now that, we're able to create abundance in our lives, we can afford to go to a holistic 100% natural birthing center, and we're doing water birthing, and we're taking hypnosis with this very well-respected guy named William Wood, who's one of the best hypnotists in the country, and he's teaching us hypnobirthing so that, I can help my wife get into that trance and find that space that I was talking about earlier, so that a birth, it doesn't have to be painful. It can be pleasurable, right? And there's even these crazy stories out there where females who give these hypnobirthing things that actually really try, and I've read their blogs, and they've had orgasms from giving birth, which is just some food for thought.
Wow. I'm sure that would be more preferred than the traditional. Now, not to steer off track, but you also speak about the importance of mentoring, Justin. How important is mentoring to you?
That's a great question, Michael. Thank you for asking. And that's really the other aspect, or the other half of the bridge the gap you need to close between where you are and where you want to go. It's really finding a mentor, seeking a mentor, and if you're fortunate to get him to teach you, because I'll just be honest, really good mentors that are really good at what they do, there's going to be thousands of people, begging for their time. So you would have to think a little outside the box and be a little different and think, how can I serve my mentor? Because I learned something from a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People with Dale Carnegie, and he said, help people get what they want, and you will get what you want. And I work with a blind guy who's a very successful leader with what we do in the business, and this guy, he adopted three blind children, and he's probably one of the most powerful speakers I know of. And you know how he gets by, because he honestly just can't see, and how he gets what he wants? He comes to people, and he always finds a way to serve them and help them and really diligently, just honestly open his heart and do something kind for them. And then if he asks them for something, he says, I've never once had someone turn me down. I can always get what I want, because I realize that, we're all people. We all want the same things. And so just keeping that in mind, so I finally found my mentor, and I'm going to share with you how fast your life can transform to help share this inspiration that it don't matter how low of a spot you're in. If you are in a low spot right now, you can overcome it fast, because it all starts with a decision. And basically my sponsor who mentored me, he gave me some advice, and I decided I could listen to him or I can just keep continuing to pretend that I know everything. But I decided to check my ego, right? Because I realized that my best thinking got me exactly where I was. So I took his advice. I followed what he told me to do. And within 30 days, I had my first, and of course, my results are not typical, but I had my first $26,000 month. And previously, I was struggling to afford to pay my rent. So my transformation happened instantly, right? when I applied the right information from the right person. However, it wasn't just all glory. I struggled for 5 years in this industry following the wrong people and trying to figure out everything on my own. So I don't want to paint a fake picture and say I just, you know, found a mentor and got what I wanted instantly. I mean, even though I understood the concepts of the law of attraction, until I started to really manifest true abundance and be able to live my dreams, it took a lot of time. But learning and going back at the breakthrough, I realized I could have had it a lot quicker if I would have had the right mentor a lot earlier on my journey.
Wow. See, Vic, you're my mentor for a reason.
Well, I am glad, and I was thinking as you were saying that one thing that the premise of when I started At Home with Victoria, because my career, I have a very successful career as a journalist and 16 years and a news anchor and everything, and I always wanted to do a show where people could come on and talk about their ideas and events or whatever it is that they wanted to talk about. It pretty much had to be something positive. That was my criteria. And I could give them all the time they want without any commercial interruptions. And it is amazing that once I sort of put that out there, and I didn't tell anybody that I was going to do it, I just kind of did it, then all of a sudden, you know, I sort of went from five people, you know, to over 300 and, you know, 70, 80 some thousand people, and that's not even counting the people overseas. So I do believe that if you put something out there, you have the right spirit and energy, then it will come back to you. And that's how I found this guy, Michael Kay, my entertainment co-host, actually on Facebook, and we've been together ever since. But I wanted to go back to the whole sort of a holistic approach to things, and it made me think of when we were in Nassau in the Bahamas, we took a heritage tour, and that tour gave you all the information about Freeport. We were in Freeport, so it gave you all the information about Freeport, how there was a gentleman from Norfolk, Virginia, who came and saw the potential of Freeport. He built the port and sort of the backstory of it. But during the tour, they took us on what was called the nature tour, and the tour guide was absolutely wonderful. So he takes us through and shows us all of the different trees and the different plants, because in that country they do have what they call a medical center or hospital, but it would be something in the States that would be equivalent to, let's say, like a small urgent care center where they may only have like 15 to 20 beds and, you know, like one or two doctors. So to us, it would just be considered going to see a doctor's office, but that's equivalent to a hospital. And I say that because as he took us on this nature tour, all these different plants, he pointed out, if you get sick, they literally just go to their backyard or different parts of the island, and they get these plants, and, you know, whether they drink it as tea or whether they kind of chop it up and, you know, add something else to it. But that's basically, if they get sick, what they do. So he says, you know, nobody really goes to the hospital there unless, you know, you're sort of like really, really sick, like if you've got some cancer or you broke a bone or something. But he was saying just regular ailments, like if you've got a cold or a rash, he goes, no one goes to the hospital. You just go to your backyard, you find something, and you take it, and then, you know, you generally have to take it for a week, and then you're cured. So that was really interesting to me, how medicine is practiced there.
Yeah, that's very, very awesome, and that's the exact approach that I like. So, and I also don't like vaccinations, you know, forced vaccinations for babies. So I'm like, do you know it's like a law, if you take them to a hospital, they have to vaccinate them. So to be able to have options in your life, because that's ultimately what money provides, it's just resources. So just to be able to make those small decisions, right, to eat healthy or to do what you feel, you know, to bring your baby into this world the way that you feel is best serving the baby, to me that's like the priceless, you know, that's worth anything to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
listen, Michael, I was going to say we actually are running out of time, but I want people to know, Justin, where they're able to find you. I mean, do you do seminars? Do you have books? I mean, how can our listeners find you if they want to continue to follow you?
Right on. They can just go to hippiejedi.com. It'd be HIPPIEJEZI, and that will take them to a page where they could enter their email, get more information, learn about my law of attraction secrets that I've now used in the last 2 years to generate over actually a seven-figure income. you know, just following my passion and being able to make a living getting paid to do what I love, which is inspiring and empowering other people. And I also tell people I get paid to meditate because the longer I sit in the meditation, the more money that hits my bank account, right?
Absolutely. Now, Justin, you're going to be in Orlando, Florida, October 25th through the 27th. All of that information, I'm assuming, is on your Facebook page and on the Hippie Jedi page, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually driving down tomorrow because I actually live in Florida, and it's from the 25th to the 27th. It's going to be a great time, and anyone can get more info if they went to hippiejedi.com and just entered their email, and it would put you on my email list with updates and notifications and all that good stuff for more info.
Fantastic. Justin, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and congrats on the new baby.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Michael, for the opportunity, and I want to thank Victoria. I love your show, and I just appreciate you inviting me, and I appreciate all the listeners.
Thank you so much, Justin.
We'll continue to follow you and make sure that you know we get your dates out there and kind of let folks know where you are and what you're doing.
Absolutely. See, Vic, fantantastic guy, very fascinating. I can't wait. I may just have to go ahead and make a trek to Florida.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's one of those things where when someone like Justin has actually sort of been there, done that, and lived it, you know, now it's easy for him to actually tell people or sort of, you know, I don't want to so much say tell people, but maybe suggest to people what they can do in their own lives to make it actually work and happen for them. But I definitely believe if you put positive energy out there in the universe, and you and I have talked about this privately many, many times. I mean, different religions call it different things, but, you know, call it whatever you want to call it. But if you put positive energy out there, you surround yourself with positive people, I do firmly believe that in your life you get that back. I really do.
Yeah, I agree fully. Vic, we're running out of time. We're going to end with a little song from Bobby Blue, but for At Home with Victoria, I'm Michael Kay. Victoria, have a great night. I'm glad you're back. I missed you.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm back too. We're back on tomorrow night also, guys. Don't forget, join us at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely. Good night, everybody.
Podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.